This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
You're listening to It's Tricky with Raquel Harper.
So what's tricky? What does that mean? Oh, let the camera roll.
We have the one and only, okay, the legend lawyer, Walter Mosley in the house.
Yeah, young Johnny Cochran.
Period, okay? The best of the best. Walter is a super lawyer, celebrity lawyer, also entrepreneur, restaurant owner, real estate. He's the man, not to mention... He used to be a manager as well. Well, he's actually still a manager. Blac Chyna's manager, Blac Chyna's executive producer of her show. Mm-hmm. On top of that, Blac Chyna's lawyer.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? I'm so happy you're here, Walter, for reals. I've been waiting for you to come on my show. I'm very excited. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? For you to grace the stage real quick.
I'm honored. I'm blessed. I'm actually pumped up.
Yeah, Detroit's finest. Okay.
Yes, what up, though?
You let them know. We also, you know what? This is actually really big. Walter is a Harvard graduate.
That's correct.
Okay, this is a Black man who is went from Detroit and went to Harvard. You don't hear too many stories like that.
You do not. You do not.
How did you actually make that even happen, Walter?
I have really great parents. Mm-hmm. A mom's school teacher. My dad's a lawyer. So it was always at home, like, you got to do this, you got to do it, you got to do it. So just hard work, determination, go get it.
And then, so you just said, like, okay, I'm going to go to Harvard?
I wanted to go to the best. Mm. Right? I mean.
Well, what about Princeton? Which one's better?
Well, there is if you had to have one school in the entire world, I tell people this all the time, if you had to pick one brand, you'd pick Harvard, I think. Oxford, there's Yale, there's Stanford, there's a lot of great schools. Princeton, there's a lot of great schools. But if there's one in the world, it's Harvard, and I am biased.
Yes. I mean, but that's a big accomplishment.
Thank you.
So you're into, right now, the celebrity game. You have all kind of different celebrities you represent. Tell us some of your roster.
Well, you know, that is protected attorney-client information.
Well, I'll tell them.
So I can't disclose it all, but from the biggest and baddest actors, writers, directors, musicians, I do a lot of work in the Latino game. I do a lot of work.
Yeah, actually, wait, in the Latino game, Kate, what's her name?
Kate Del Castillo.
Yeah, Kate Del Castillo. Yeah. And then I'm watching the El Chapo thing, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. she's in the El Chapo
yep.
one.
She met El Chapo. Yep.
Yeah, she's the one who met El Chapo. Mm-hmm. And so now you're her attorney.
That's correct.
And so, but you went to Mexico with her, and she back wanted to Mexico?
No, we got that sorted out. She's working in Mexico. We're making money in Mexico. We put together a deal with her to create her own production company, her own voice. There's three amazing Latino women that came together to create something very magical. So now she's writing, she's producing, she's directing, she's starring. And that's been my whole brand, is really creating opportunity for women and really getting behind them and uplifting them and taking them out of the roles that traditionally they want to place them in and really showing them they could be real bosses. And that's the Blac Chyna story. That's what I saw in her 10 years ago almost. You know what I mean? That's what we put together for her. It's lost.
You and Blac Chyna made a lot of money together.
We did. She's rich. I got rich too. But what was lost in that trial I didn't hear a lot of is Blac Chyna was an executive producer of her own show. Right? Mm-hmm. So.
Well, she was kind of a producer.
Well,
right?
she had to. No, I'm saying her title, she got producer credit for that show. She went in and it was her story. I mean, her and Rob's story, but like she was creating the sauce. What made that interesting? What made that show endearing? What made that show a number one rated show? It had the highest opening since the Caitlyn Jenner show.
Yeah.
I mean, what she was doing and the energy she was creating that time, you know, when I was being a cross-examiner, like, tell us about Chyna. I was like, yo, she was a legend. She is a legend. I don't want to say what. She is a legend. What she was able to do from Miami, she was a legend before she even got to LA. She was a legend before she was with Tyga. She's been...
She was a big-time dancer for Miami. I mean, Drake rapped about her.
I mean, she was on the map before she ever met any Kardashian. And so it's important, I think, for people to know that and to give her flowers for that. She didn't do this because they helped her. She did it from nothing.
Yeah.
From nothing. And the stories, when you talk to Drake and you talk to folks and they talk about China, Black China from Miami, they're like, yo, she was that woman.
She was that one.
She was that one.
Listen, KOD, Black China, Miami was vicious. Yesterday, you were at court when she lost.
I was at court. Mm-hmm.
And how was her feeling?
I didn't get a chance to talk to her. I mean, knowing her well enough to know, I know she wasn't happy about it. But it was tough. It was David versus Goliath in there. You know, Kardashian.
What do you mean, like David versus Goliath?
I mean,
say what you mean by that.
I mean, Kardashians probably spent $4 or $5 million on their defense. There's about 20 Kardashian lawyers in there. Mm-hmm. They threw so much money at that. This is like bet the business, right? China wins $100 million. That's gonna hurt. So they put as much money into that as they possibly could to make sure they would guarantee the outcome they wanted. It was her and Lynn, her and her one lawyer. So she didn't have the same resources at the table. Also, the judge clearly was not, the judge clearly had a favorite. Was not given China's lawyer or didn't feel China's lawyer. So, for example, when I was on the stand, China's lawyer asked me a question. Defense counsel objects to it. The objection was, you know, the lawyer can't testify about his legal conclusions, his legal understanding. The judge had sustained, so I couldn't talk about it. On cross-examination, Kardashian lawyer asked me the same question. Tell me about, like, your legal conclusion on this contract. I testified 30 minutes about how I set this contract up, the legal definitions. China's lawyer objects. Your Honor, he can't testify about his legal conclusions. Overruled. So I testified about it. So then on cross, I was like, oh, here's what's going to happen. China's lawyer is going to ask me the same questions what she wanted to get in before about what my legal understanding was about these contracts. She asked me the question.
Yeah.
Kardashian lawyer objects. I looked up at the judge. I had to go like this, put my lip, I know we're on podcast. Literally, my mouth dropped open. I had to put my lip back up because I couldn't believe it was so blatant. It was so, and that was just I was there for 2 days, but that was a microcosm of what I'm sure was happening the entire case. And so I'm a legal professional. I litigate. So I'm paying attention to the clues. And so it is, I can't say it was unfair. It's just the deck was stacked against her where she couldn't really even, China's lawyer couldn't even really present her case to the jury.
Really?
You could tell by the jury's question. So
you think that it was completely just all the way one-sided and unfair?
Well, it was clear that the judge did not like China's lawyer. Or didn't like she was saying. I don't know if it was a personal thing. It's just the judge was like feeling the arguments of Kardashian lawyers in terms of like its legal rulings on evidence. The judge was not feeling the conclusions or the arguments of China's lawyer in terms of the legal evidentiary rulings. And so this is me. I was only in there for 2 days, but that's what I could see, what I could get in those 2 days of testifying.
Was China crying after the hearing? Was like, did you see her crying at all?
I didn't see her. I mean, I can, you know, China and I became friends over the course of our representation. And for all of her shortcomings, she's probably a really soft and loving and genuine person. Like when you get past all of the bravado and all the garb that she puts up, she's a loving young girl,
mm-hmm.
and a young lady, I should say. And so I'm sure she was hurt. I'm sure she put a lot into it. Like, it takes a lot to stand up to the bully, right? They're the school bully. It's not just one of them. China's the only child. right? Mm-hmm. So they
five.
They got that all of them. Then they got a mother. They kicked China's mother out the court. So they got their mother. They got all them kids. Then they got 20 lawyers, and it's just China by herself with her lawyer, right? You know, it's.
Do you
it's,
think that China should have got more lawyers? Like, what do you think different that she should have done?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you got $5, $6, $7, $10 million to spend on lawyers, yeah, you should get as much as you can afford. That's the point. You know, when O.J. Simpson got arrested, I mean, the dream team he put together. I mean, how many lawyers did he have? You know, when you know, but. Some brothers and sisters in court, criminal court, they got to take the public defenders. OJ mm-hmm. has money. He got six lawyers, seven lawyers, eight lawyers, the best in the world to defend him. So that's a whole other conversation about the injustice that comes with legal representation, because I'm a lawyer. I'm a hired gun, too. I mean, you go where you're being paid to go. And so, you know, God bless her. I think it could have been a different outcome if she had more, if there was a GoFundMe for her legal case and they could have raised $5 million, you might have seen a different outcome.
Yeah, so it's you possible. Do you think her lawyer, like, they did the wrong steps? Like, what do you think that, do you think she should have even sued in the first place the Kardashians?
So, you know, I was part of the original lawsuit.
Yes.
The answer is yes. So, it's my understanding what the judge didn't note is that they interfered with her contract. And I don't think there's any doubt about that, actually, that, in fact, they did a whole TV show about how they were going to go in and they were making decisions as to whether or not the show should stay on air. The question that, the question is that, was that interference, did that cause enough damage to China? And was that interference illegal under the laws of our state? But certainly they went in and made sure that show was on the air. Kim saying that she didn't want her on a show with you know, she was executive producing. You know, people took it personal. That's their little brother. That's their little brother. I have a little brother, too. So if I felt someone was...
But Kim got away from the case all the way. They said that, she went scot-free completely, you know, well, as everybody else. But Kim was the first one to pretty much win and say, oh, she didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a lot of stuff that wasn't able to get in. And I don't know if another lawyer would have been able to get it in. I can't say that yes or no, or another set of lawyers could have gotten it in. But in doing this negotiation and being there in that time, here's what we know. China and Rob wanted to do the show.
Mm-hmm.
They were both making money. This was Rob's like only source of income. Like
around
how much
money were they making around?
I think they almost 100K an episode. They would probably been like the second season. They would have been over 100K an episode. Okay.
Yeah.
Being on TV also allows the rest of your business to make money. So Rob and China were incentivized to do that. Bina Murray, the production company, gets paid somewhere probably depending on their deal, somewhere between 10% to 12.5% of the budget for the show. Goes into their pocket, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the production company fee. So they're incentivized to do the show. So the whole time they're saying, we're doing everything we can to keep this show on air. They're telling me this, but that's absolutely true. They're in business to make money. The show was a hit show. So the E! Network was able to sell ads against it. So the E! Network wanted that show on air, right? Mm-hmm. So the network wanted it on air. The production company that's shooting it wanted it on air. China and Rob wanted it on air. I overheard the conversation with Rob and Seacrest, where Seacrest said, I went on air because Seacrest gets paid too every time the cameras roll. He doesn't have to show up. They just put his name on the screen. He's getting paid, probably getting paid more than everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody wanted this. The family didn't. Now, the reason why the family maybe not wanted are long, and that's what I think the court case was about. There was ideas of whether the assault happened, if the brother was safe. And there was a lot of those questions. But at the time that the show was going to start back up, the Kardashians were in a renegotiation or their contract was up that year.
Yeah.
I don't know if that came out in the case, but they had the ability to leave E! Network.
Mm-hmm.
So part of their negotiation strategy was, hey, if this show stays on air, we're out.
So you think they're trying to blackball, basically, Black China Rob's
show? It's just negotiation. It's just negotiation.
It's not just a negotiation. I feel that, like, if you sit there and say it's either them or us, then you're basically saying, like, okay, you know.
It's a negotiation. They certainly have the leverage. Their show is certainly leaner longer. They certainly make way more money overall for the network than China does. Mm-hmm. Or that Rob, I mean, Rob was...
You lost a lot of money too.
I mean, yes, that was the other thing. I mean, certainly I lost. I was executive producer. I was getting paid every episode.
Yeah, so why didn't you sue as well?
I'm in this business. I sell a lot of television to E. I mean, they're owned by Universal, NBC Universal. I'm always in there. All the lawyers that E testified are all my friends. We all work together. You know, it just wasn't in, and I lost a lot of money, but I didn't lose like she was, I mean, like she was losing. I wasn't making $100,000 an episode, mm-hmm. right? I'm a lawyer. Like and I don't know that, you know, China's case wasn't against E because E pretty much, the way those contracts are set up, has a right to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
It's their show. If they don't like you, if they don't want it on the air, they could not pay attention. So it's not E. I don't believe that the Kardashians had one thought or another about me. So it wasn't about me. There was no lawsuit that I could have brought, I don't think, against either the family or against the network that would have affected my contract. They made it a business decision that they didn't want to do business on this show anymore. This is what it is.
Do you think that the Kardashians are trying to blackball China from everything?
I mean, I don't know that anyone can get in the head of that family. I certainly don't get paid enough to do that. But I do believe that from the limited experience I've had knowing them over all these years is their family. And I think they go up for their people. You know what I mean? I think you expect that in any family. So I don't know if it's necessarily like against China as much as it is for their brother and for what they think is best for their own family unit. I feel pretty strongly about that. It doesn't mean what they're doing is illegal or not actionable or you can't bring a lawsuit against it. I just don't know that it's personal to China. I think it's just personal to like, this is their program. Mm-hmm.
For the court, do you feel that China should appeal?
The appeals are difficult. Again, I noticed some things when I was there that felt like appealable moments.
What do you mean?
Like when I share with you, like the way the judge, and the records preserved, the way the judge allowed my testimony to go forward in a certain way, and they didn't allow it for the Kardashian lawyer, but they didn't allow it for China's lawyer. Mm-hmm. I gotta imagine there were other instances of things like that. So there may be appealable things. So for example, the jury, I think I was one of the only witnesses where the jury actually asked questions. And they asked me to clarify why I thought the season two was picked up. And all the questions that China's lawyer wanted me to answer, I started to include those into my response because it's that answer is tricky. It's a tricky answer. Mm-hmm. I sold the show at Lifetime. Mm-hmm. Right? The reason why we took it to Lifetime is because what I told Rob when he brought it to me, I said, look, I'm not going to put China in a situation where she's working for your mom and she's not getting paid. So unless she has her own deal coming into it, they'll always say, you got this because of me. So we had our own deal at the same amount of money that she was getting paid over at E.
Yeah.
Right? Chris saw that and she was like, that's not how it works. They got to get paid. Everybody, it's family, they built it. So you got to respect that. So they took it. They took the offer. They went over to E and they got their deal done. Okay? But that gave China, also gave her a voice. She was a producer. Rob had never been a producer before. Until I did that for them. Respectfully. Mm-hmm. Kim was a producer. Chris obviously is a producer. But Rob never got a taste of that. So at the time, when everyone was friendly, he was very thankful for it. But that was something that I pushed for. And obviously, if Michael, you know, they were together. They were getting married. So like they operated as a unit.
Yeah.
So we put this together. They went into a room, Chris went in a room. They said yes in the room. They started filming the show. We didn't do China's contract for maybe a month and a half after the show was already in production.
Wow.
Maybe a month and a half into it. China didn't get paid on that show probably 8 weeks, 9 weeks into it.
Is that legal?
Well, that's the way this business works. It's this whole idea that you need to sign a specific letter for it to start, for it to be real. It's not true. That's not how it works. You've been in this business before too?
Well, no.
Raquel?
Before I tape anything, you're going to sign. You're going to do that goddamn deal.
But you,
she
yeah, fair enough. But there are other people that are working. It's very common that an actor just, you know, they'll just go in because is E not going to pay me? Of course they're going to pay you. Right?
I need to know what's going on before the sauce.
For sure.
But before I drop that sauce, we need to see the dotted line.
See the dotted line. But so, before she started, we agreed on the number. That was what was most important to them. Hey, how much money we pay the episode? How many episodes we're going to do? Okay, great. Figure out the paperwork. So we got the paperwork done 6 weeks later, right? There was never a pickup notice that was ever issued by E! For the first season. They just started shooting it. So it was a thing. They funded Bina Murray to shoot the show. So at the end of the first season, they put a big banner at the end. I didn't ask for that. China didn't ask for that. E! Put the banner because they'd already picked it up because it was performing better than the Keeping Up episodes.
So it went.
They said, see you back for season two. They'd already did it. NBC is not going to mistakenly put out a press release to say we greenlit season two.
Yeah.
You don't make that mistake. You know how many people have to sign off on a press release? The head of the network, how many people have to be in on that? Bina Murray, a very, very serious company, a big company, is not going to start filming, spending their own money on something they don't know is a go.
So who gives them their money back?
E! Funded the account.
Yeah.
Start season two. Here's the money. That's how it goes. They're not going to start. It's not a charity.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Then why is everybody playing amnesia at court then? Why does everybody have amnesia? Like, we didn't know about season two. It's not green.
Well, you
what
know,
are you
that, you know
about?
That's bullshit. You know, they all know that, but they all in business together. What are they supposed to say? Raquel? What are they supposed to say? Oh,
yeah.
Well, because listen, there's a technical.
Well, you should have said the truth, technically.
But there's a technical.
Or everybody got paid off, maybe.
Sure. But there's a technical point to this, which is it is true the actual notice was not sent. Mm-hmm. What I was explaining was there's a constructive notice, meaning that if you're filming, my client's working. So they didn't, there was just this argument about, you know, China made a lot of money on the way out. Well, no, because she got paid her episodic rate because she was shooting those episodes. They didn't give her no charity on that. She had shot 4 episodes for her show. They paid her for those 4 episodes because she shot them. They didn't, that wasn't free money.
Yeah.
Even though they repackaged it and put it on the Kardashian show, which boosted Kardashian ratings, which helped them and made it so that they didn't all lose money because
they've basically been using China pretty much.
Well, they're all using each other. It's all about making money. It's all about growing a business. It's all about...
Well, you know what? I have a good question. So why, since China does, you know, technically is still not a part of the family, right? But a part of the family because she has Chris's granddaughter, you know, Kim's niece and everything. So why would you think that it's acceptable to tarnish her knowing that she has your grandbaby, you know what I'm saying, has your niece, that you're the niece's mother? Why does that really sit well with them?
you have me thinking about how someone else operates in their family. I can only speak about like my family. Like we wouldn't do that, but I'm also not a celebrity. I don't have that trajectory. So I don't know.
Blac Chyna gets a lot of made fun of because, you know, I guess they always say she only has her kid one day a week. Mm-hmm. And during that time you process, I mean, weren't you like, didn't you help negotiate?
Well,
the original agreement.
The original parenting agreement was, if I remember correctly, was equal.
Yeah.
And, you know, like everyone there uses nannies, night nannies, day nannies. They share nannies. My son had a nanny. Like, I'm not knocking anyone's parenting program. I don't know how long Chyna gets her daughter now, but when we were working together, she had a daughter at equal time. Mm-hmm. It was equal.
And how do you feel Blac Chyna is as a mother?
I've only seen great things. I mean, I was there for Dream's first birthday party.
Oh, I was at that one.
Yeah. So we were there. It was at our house. The child looked well adjusted.
Yeah, that's when everybody makes fun of Chyna always in her parenting skills. And I'm like, I have never seen her do anything as far as bad parenting goes. It's really crazy though when I say for, you know, different things like, oh, you know, she's a terrible mom. I'm like, where?
Yeah, you just don't see that. Like I she's not a terrible mom. I mean, she's a mom. She's a Black mom. And I think all of us are better parents than our parents were. We learned from them what was good and what was bad, and we try to do better. I think that's probably
The set standard.
Like for every generation, that's the whole point, is you want to get better. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom always tells me, you'll be a better parent than I was. Please learn from my mistakes. That's what you want to do. So I always thought her parenting was just fine. I never seen anything bad about the parenting. But I also don't, I mean, it's been COVID. I don't know what their child arrangement is right now, but as a parent, to my knowledge, and maybe even to yours, like, she's been a great parent. I haven't seen any negative. I haven't seen any beatings, any strikings, any things that I would say
would be
negative parenting.
And if you do beat your kid, you know what I'm saying? If you give the ass on the pop a little bit, you know, that may not be too far.
Oh, here you go.
Know? But I'm just saying, if your kid tries, I'm just kidding. Don't beat your kids. Member alert. They'd be like, oh, Raquel said.
DFBH will be right there. Yeah.
No, but a lot of things, though, when you just think about the whole situation, you know, you've been in the game for so long. Mm-hmm. And to hear about, you know, these different situations with multiple people is just crazy. And I think, though, that you are the lawyer, pretty much, who represents a lot of people that they don't rock with. Amber Rose, Blac Chyna, Lamar, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? You've had works with Jordan Woods, you know?
Sure.
So therefore, I think maybe they feel that you're the villain lawyer.
All the people that you just mentioned are all women and men of color.
Yeah.
And I take a lot of pride. My law firm is 100% diverse. Mm-hmm. And majority women. That's the business that I've built. So it's important to me. I went to college in the middle of the University of Michigan affirmative action debates, lawsuit. I'm to school with tremendous protest on my campus.
Yeah.
I was the only Black man in most of my engineering courses. Harvard actually was pretty diverse when I got there. But I have a big heart for the underdog. I've always seen myself as underdog. And so it's not that I'm the villain. It's I'm giving expert representation, Harvard law representation, to people that the other Harvard lawyers would overlook, or the other big time white lawyers will overlook.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
And so I care. I give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to treat them the same way I treat my most distinguished, my Emmy Award winning, my Oscar Award winning, the writers and directors that I represent. I treat them the same way. I give them the same level of representation. I actually probably go harder on their agreements because I understand that what they've been able to create, those people in this way, it's so very difficult.
Yeah.
And they've worked so hard to create it. And the entire time, they've been told they're less than. And they also have to deal with the race thing on top. The woman thing and the race thing on top. So the other side doesn't, they're not really dealing with the race thing. Not really dealing with, you know, the oppression. They're not really dealing with those other, you know, it's one thing that, you know, if someone says, I don't like Kim, they may just not like her. But they're not saying, like China, oh, that black bitch, that nigger bitch, like they don't get that. But she has to get, I don't like her, but she also has to get all the racist stuff. And all the other, like when you get in those DMs.
Do you think she gets all the racist stuff because it's she's being Black China, or you feel that she's like doing the racist stuff of because she's against the Kardashians always?
And I think that these women of color get the racist stuff because people are racist. And also when you're online, it's easy to be, you can be a, the racist that you are, that you hide, you can be that up front because it's just online. It's just Facebook. It's just Twitter. It's just Instagram, right? So,
Wait, speaking of which, just I thought about it, you know what I'm saying? Black China with the Rob Kardashian, were you there when, as far as the gun incident goes?
I mean, I was still in the representation. Yes, that's correct.
And was the gun incident a joke or was it a serious matter?
I'll be honest with you. I didn't hear about the gun incident until this litigation. So as quote unquote serious as it was, or at that time, it wasn't serious enough for anyone to send any information to China's lawyer.
Did they have a toxic relationship the whole time?
I don't know how you would define toxic, but
I'm a whoop your ass, bitch, fuck you, you know what I'm saying? Throwing shit, acting crazy. You know, like, the show was juicy as hell.
Yeah.
Because it was toxic as fuck.
Yeah.
So you know, as far as, you know, that situation goes, you know, so when they, their argument as far as toxic comes to play, hell, the first season was toxic. Mm-hmm. If you really go in that situation.
Mm-hmm. I think they had a relationship like other relationships that I've seen. Most of the stuff that I saw, remember, like, I'm also the lawyer, so like things get dressed up around me. I can understand that. I only saw the loving stuff. There was a couple phone calls I got from China, like, hey, I need some help. Something went left. Or Rob went left. And there was a time we couldn't find him for like 6 weeks during production and she needed me to help with the production of it all.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I knew them to be loving. They had a, from what I saw, it was a very loving and kind. Rob was like super sweet, and like he would make these gifts and like these gestures. And it wasn't just about buying things. Like he commissioned this like beautiful painting. Remember that painting that China had on her wall, and it was like a love poem.
Yeah,
that was written out. I mean, this thing was huge. It was probably 10 by 10 feet. And it was a picture of her, but it was a poem written. Color was like, it was just so thoughtful. It was like a Valentine's Day gift that he got. And it was just, he was thoughtful. She was thoughtful. She was loving. They were just kind. So I saw it as a whole loving and kind situation. I remember when they got engaged, like he was pumped. She was pumped.
Did she ever love him?
Of course she did. She loved him, for sure.
It wasn't for... he's a Kardashian, let me get out his sister's type of situation, fuck him, I'ma fuck your brother?
No. I mean, at that time, first off, China had the money. So Rob wasn't working. And that was one of China's biggest complaints because China, like if China doesn't work, she's starving. Her and her kid, they don't eat. Mm-hmm. Rob has a different setup. So China was getting Rob's postings. She was getting Rob's appearance events. China like became like mini Kris Jenner, focused on getting Rob to a place where he had his own money and his own situation. You don't do that for someone that you don't love, that you don't honestly and genuinely care about. You want them to be great because you're going to be great.
True.
Right?
But you can also see the purpose. Like you can look at somebody and know they can be like not quote unquote, you know, have the bag or mm-hmm. whatever, but you can look at the potential and know what comes with it.
Sure. I mean, that's...
he's a Kardashian, so...
sure.
He doesn't, you know, may not have the setup, but you can look and be like, okay, bam. You know what I'm saying? Rob's not going to be a broke joke.
Sure.
His mama's Chris. His sister's Kim. Kylie, you know, he has millionaires around him. So I can position myself in that situation, you never think it was like that. You just think it was just like, you know what? Here go Rob. Boom. I just started digging the cat and now I'm in love.
Well, you know, Rob was the pursuer.
Yeah.
Rob was hunting her down, right? So this wasn't China looking for him, checking for him. I mean, she's Black China. She mm-hmm. has every eligible bachelor and even non-bachelors all
in
trying for her all day long.
Oh, I've seen it.
So
facts.
So it's not. So he was hunting for her. And so there was something that happened between the two of them where they got that where he was able to finally get her attention, and she reciprocated that. But to say that she saw potential in him and wanted to maximize that potential, of course, that's what like any caring and loving woman does. Right?
No, I mean, there's there's two different ways though. There's one, you can see potential in someone that, you know, like I can fake love them
mm-hmm.
or I can really love them. You know, there's two different ways that you can go about it. Cause it could be bam, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, like Kylie, you got me, I got your ass back type of shit. You want me with Tiger, I'ma double up your ass with Rob.
Would you have a whole kid around that? Would you get married around that?
Personally, no. Yeah. I'm not fucking Rob, period.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not happening. But, you know, if I can understand, the position, though, both ways.
Sure.
Just me personally, I can understand, like, okay, bam, you know, like, all right, here's the setup.
Sure.
Kardashian, like, I'm going to show all you bitches what time
sure.
it is. Let me fuck your brother.
Let me take you back to 21. Was it 16, 15, 16? What's
yeah.
this going on? Who was Rob? Rob was not on television. Rob was not seen. He was, respectfully, the least performing asset of the entire organization.
Yeah.
If I can dehumanize it for a second, like, Chris wasn't making any money with Rob. Rob was off the map. Rob was nowhere to be found. He was hiding.
He had some socks.
he had like a little sock line, right? Nothing.
Yeah.
So it's not like she didn't find the LeBron James of the business, you know, with $100 million a year contract. This was a guy that was living with his mom. He was mm-hmm. living with his mom.
Yeah.
China's a grown woman. She had a big house. It's like six cars. Had her own money. This guy who was chasing her down was broke. Maybe he had his mama's car, charge card, maybe. He was living with his mama. She took that in and dusted it up, and it became like the most, like everyone was checking for Rob. Like Rob became the highest performing asset at some point in time.
I mean, well, you know, you could do that sometimes. Like,
so,
no,
so
you can
clean up your man if you're committed to it.
Oh, no, you can.
You can get him in the right space, and she did that. And so all this hate, like she helped him. She was trying to get him out of the house. Hey, I know you're suffering with this thing. Let's go get some help. Let's go get out of the house. Let's go see the world. Let's you and I, like, we're gonna
Rob
build this family. Let's get married. Let's, you know, like, that's a thing.
Yeah. I mean, well, if you take it to that perspective, then yeah, I get you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. But I know, like, there's both perspectives for sure. But yeah, Rob, I mean, as far as balling status, I don't know, because I don't know how much money Chris gives them, because they all loaded. So
sure,
it depends on what the sums
I mean, respectfully, are you asking that same question to other women who have money who are dating?
Absolutely.
Or dating men?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I would ask the same question for everybody, just to be real. Like, if it was fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, Tiger Woods pieces and stuff. You dating Tiger, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
yeah,
shit.
But Tiger's making money is what I'm trying to say.
No,
Tiger's
but his baby mama damn sure wasn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you go to Elon, what's her name? Ellen, or what's the broad's name? What's her name?
I don't know.
What's Tiger Woods' baby mama who scored? What's her name? She's the blonde girl, the blonde hair, Tiger Woods' baby mama. Anyway, she had two kids with him. She was a nanny, remember?
Yeah, she was a nanny, yes, but that's going a different way.
Angela
was not a nanny. We'd already established at the beginning of the show, she was legend before she was a Miami legend with money.
Yes.
Then she moved to LA.
King of Diamonds, you do well in King of Diamonds.
She threw
a lot of money at bitches in King of Diamonds.
Come on, then she came to LA as an LA legend. She's been made it. They wanted to hang out with her. She's cool.
Mm-hmm.
She was the sauce. 2012, 2013, whatever that was. She was the hip, young black girl in the urban space that everybody wanted to be around. It was China.
I mean, well, of course.
She was on
Kylie Jenner stole her sauce, you know what I'm saying? So you have it right there too. So don't get me going on that one. The whole makeup line went weird and shit, you know. Kylie Cosmetics, aka Black China Cosmetics, but hey, what am I saying?
I don't have any comment about that. But yeah, you've gotten more about this case, more insight than anyone, I think, who wasn't actually there. I'm glad the trial is over so I can really have a chance to talk about it, because at the end of the day, there was a lot of behind the scenes wheeling and dealing that was happening. I don't know that I was wrong, but when I'm reading in the media as if the Kardashians during a year when they were renewing their contract would be above using these things as negotiating pieces, or their agents who are the best in the world, or their lawyers who are the best in the world would be above, you know, positioning it to get what they want. That's crazy. When I go into negotiation for you, I'm trying to get you exactly what you want.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about what
and
the other side wants.
Period.
There we go. So I'm like, but that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's what good business people do. They get what they want. They fight for it. They structure. They position themselves to be in success.
And then the court was pretty much biased and judgmental and one-sided.
I mean, from what I can see, I didn't watch the whole trial. I
but your own testimony.
But for me, what I saw was, I was shocked. There was time I was just like, I was shocked. That's correct. So,
and shocked and disappointed that the court was had such
unfair. I don't
know
about disappointed. I mean, you know, we know what the courts are. We know how the courts treat our brothers and sisters. I mean, I'm not shocked. I might be disappointed, but I'm not shocked by it.
Because more so, she's a black woman, and the Kardashians, other side, you know.
It's like David versus Goliath. She didn't have the same success as David, but she was like, she's the little black girl by herself, sitting by herself with one lawyer, and there's six of them on the back. They got 12 lawyers in the lawyer box. They got two or three extra court reporters that they're like writing, because they can study the transcripts after the case that they pay for in her lawyers. So like, it is, by the way, Kardashian lawyer, fantastic. He was fantastic. He has a great reputation.
Black China's lawyer?
She doesn't have his reputation, but he's a very, very, very good lawyer. The best part of the conversation with him is that he acknowledged the fact that I went to a much better school than he did. But he was a great lawyer, and he won. So, like, but he was good. And so that speaks to a larger disparity in our legal system when it comes to people of color in general, and just money. Like, if you have more money, it's likely you're going to do better. You can afford.
So did you know that they were going to win all the whole time?
Oh, certainly when I was doing my testimony, it was no doubt that they were going to win. I didn't know going up to it. I didn't know, you know, you always think there's a jury. So by the way, there's a jury. So there's always a 20% chance, even when you got the best case, that you could lose. That's the whole point of a jury, is that, you know, it's 12 people. You don't know what they're going to think. But because the Kardashians are so popular and so famous and so well known, and I looked in the jury, there was not one person that was black on the jury.
Wow,
it's tough. Like, and they're famous to regular. They're famous to common regular people. So everyone knows who they are, right?
Whereas the jury, like, older or younger?
I think they appear to be older. I can't remember the age. The one thing I looked for were, okay, are there any people of color on this jury, or any black people? I didn't see anyone that I saw outwardly demonstrated to me that they were black. Jeez. It could have been some people that were mixed in there, that some things going on, but. You know.
Damn. Well, that already right there is looking bad.
Yeah, but you know, that's what you get.
They handpicked the jury selection, so they automatically obviously didn't want any people of color since they handpicked them.
It was handpicked. I mean, you don't know who showed up for the pool. I don't know. I wasn't that voir dire, but when I look into a jury, and if it's Kardashian versus China, and I don't see a black face or two, that's already going to get me. Because for you to feel sorry for her, have empathy for her, you have to come from where she's coming from, right? You got to know what it's like to grow up poor. You got to know what it's like to grow up with nothing. You got to know what it's like to grow up without your parents in the home. You got to know what it takes to be able to create your own business from nothing with no help. But if you are part of the system where your parents are helpful, they're instructive, they help you build you up, like my parents did that. Mm-hmm. But when you're part of that system, you have to expect, every parent does that. Everyone has a fighting chance. Everyone has an opportunity. You know, China's a college graduate, mm-hmm. right? She's not like some dumb street girl.
Yeah.
She went to college herself that she paid for. She put herself mm-hmm. through school.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what, Walter? I appreciate you coming on. You're the best lawyer in the game.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Make no motherfucking mistake about it.
Thank you.
I'm always happy to be in your presence. Walter Mosley in the house.
Thank you
it's
for having
tricky.
Me.
It's tricky.